Thanks for joining me today. My name is Andrew Mierke and this is the show Never Heard That. We're going to be focusing on the musical collaboration The Glove and the track A Blues in Drag from their 1983 album Blue Sunshine. The Glove was to all intents and purposes an alternative supergroup of the time, as the two key members were Robert Smith, lead man of The Cure, and Steve Severin, bass player with Susie and the Banshees. Blue Sunshine is their one and only release. The third member of the official trio was Jeanette Londre, a dancer from the former troupe that was part of the Top of the Pops music show. It is interesting to note that Londre was brought in to do the singing, as Smith was contractually unable to sing with another band. It is a curious little history that brought this project into fruition. Smith and Severin founded The Glove during a period when they were under heavy stress in their respective bands. Smith was on the verge of a breakdown after the album Pornography and its tour, which led to the departure of original bassist Simon Gallup. Whilst Banshees guitarist John McGough left just prior to the start of an important European tour due to sickness. With The Cure providing support for that tour, Smith ended up playing guitar for the Banshees in addition to The Cure, thereby completing two sets per night. This album was not necessarily easy to locate outside of the UK. This could have been because it was released as part of Severin's solo deal with the record label Polydor. What is without doubt is that they had a lot of fun making it. The band's name referred to the enormous flying glove in the Beatles' 1968 animated movie Yellow Submarine. Their album's title, Blue Sunshine, referred to the horror film of the same name, in which people who took the fictional Blue Sunshine variety of LSD became psychotic murderers 10 years later. That is probably enough said, and you can guess the rest. A couple of additional interesting anecdotes came from other musicians who were involved with the making of The Glove. Andy Anderson, who contributed drums, later went on to join The Cure as longtime drummer. And Martin McCarrick, a multi-instrumentalist, later went on to join the Banshees. They also employed some string players, and personally I am thrilled that they did. Whilst most of the album would be instantly appealing to fans of the bands, it does sound like a genuine mix of The Cure and the Banshees. However, the song we're listening to today is very different to the rest of the tracks on the album. A Blues in Drag is extraordinarily melancholic, but to me its simplistic beauty is just stunning. It never fails to take my breath away, and I have an overriding feeling of nostalgia when I listen to it. The strings used on this track play a big part in that. I wonder if they realised that they were onto something special, because there is a video that was done for the song, even though it was never released as a single. This also happens to be the only song on the album without vocals. A 2-CD set was released in 2006, and the second disc included a dozen unreleased demo versions sung by Smith, including a vocal version of this track. It is certainly a curious release that should be sought after by fans of these two bands who are otherwise unaware of its existence. I hope that you really enjoy this. Allow yourself to be taken on a flying glove as we listen to the song A Blues in Drag by The Glove from their 1983 album Blue Sunshine.